You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 9 to 12. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." We have read this scripture today to debunk one particular thought that is spreading in Christianity. There is this lie that, a loving God, he cannot put people into the lake of fire. Brethren, people will go into the lake of fire. People should rather focus on what God is asking them not to do. He says, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand. I want you to note that it's not about simply receiving marks. Look at all the things. If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives mark on his forehand or on his forehead or on his forehand. It's either you worship or you receive the mark, and the mark can be down the hand or on the head. He's saying, if you do any of these things, if you worship the devil, you are going to be a part in the lake of fire. And I want to show you what he said will happen to such people. He said, he shall be tormented with fire. They shall be tormented with fire. Don't let anybody deceive you. I warn everyone today. Anyone who worships the beast, anyone who worships the devil, anyone who receives his mark, anybody who rejects Jesus, you are going to be in the lake of fire where you will be tormented. It is not excursion. The person, the people, anyone who lands in the lake of fire shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the angel. And then in verse 11 says, and the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. It's not going to be for 1,000 years. Make no doubt about it. Make no doubt. Those who reject the Lord and worship Satan, they are going to be in the lake of fire forever and ever. They will not just be there having holiday. They will be tormented forever. It is eternal torment, brethren. This is what the word of God says. If we are wise, what should we do? We say, Lord, what do you want us to do? And he will clearly show us, believe that Jesus is Christ. Believe on him and you shall be saved. Call upon the name of Jesus and you shall be saved. Now, he went further to say that, and they have no rest day or night who worships the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. The Bible says they have no rest. They will be tormented. They will be in pain, and it is going to last forever. There will not be any time that the torment will go down. The fire won't go down. It won't quench. The pain is not going to reduce. It's going to be like that forever and ever and ever and ever. But if you are hearing this today, you have opportunity to repent of your sin and call upon the name of Jesus, the Christ, and he will save you. I have said this to one, and so that we know that anyone that reject salvation, this is going to be their end. Make no doubt about it. They will be eternally separated from God. And that is why he loved us. and went to the cross. Jesus died on the cross because he does not want any one of us to experience the wrath of God. That's why he took the wrath of God upon himself. Brethren, give your life to Jesus. Call upon him today and you shall be saved. Make no doubt that there is eternal punishment for those who reject the Lord. May God give you understanding. You can please reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.